love the words to the song we just sang. Author and composer Shelley Jackson Denham has caught the essence of Unitarianism so very well. I'm tempted to say, well, let's just sing it again and I'll be done. I'll sit down. I know I'm supposed to say more. Unitarians in the past have been too often defined by what they say no to. At first it was by others. The name Unitarian itself came from Orthodox Christians who found our anti-Trinitarian views objectionable. We were the heretics, the ones who chose what to believe in rather than following the Orthodox dogma. Unitarianism came out of the Calvinist Congregational Church tradition as the ones who disagreed with several of their doctrines. Not only did we see one God instead of a Trinity, we also found human nature to be essentially good, not depraved. Yes, that's their word, depraved. And then, by ourselves, we too seem to define ourselves against traditional religion in some way, often. We're not like other churches. We don't do things like they do. Sometimes even we're not Christian either. I'd like to focus today on what it is that we say yes to. How can we define Unitarianism in positive terms? How do we articulate Unitarianism to ourselves and to others? As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, the Commission on Appraisal of the Unitarian Universalist Association has studied this topic rather closely, and they released their report, a whole book's worth, just this June. Two of its 9 members are Canadians, including one raised right here at Beacon, Mark Hamilton. So the Canadian perspective is indeed included. The purposes and principles we read a few minutes ago are a good place to start on who we are as a denomination. They were developed not by some small group, but by a whole denominational continent-wide process, small focus groups and into a larger committee, and then finally they were approved at the General Assembly of the UUA 2 years in a row. It was a major deal to come up with this particular set of words, and they have become very important to a number of people. The Commission on Appraisal reminds us that the principles and purposes open with the words, and you can look if you want, "We, the member congregations, covenant to affirm and promote." They don't say we believe, but rather we covenant, we promise. We believe statements are creeds, summaries of a set of beliefs. Of course, Unitarianism has no creed. Our faith centers on not on what we believe, but what we promise each other and ourselves. One of the most common promises we hear, of course, are in marital vows. Couples promise their commitment to each other in front of witnesses. Despite the hazards of broken promises, UU minister and author David Blanchard tells the couples he's marrying, "Do more than simply keep the promises made in your vows. Do something more. Keep on promising. As time passes, keep promising new things, deeper things, vaster things, yet unimagined things. Promises that will be needed to fill the expanses of time and of love. Keep promising." Blanchard, of course, is not suggesting that couples keep promising the same old things. He is advocating that they deepen their promises as they deepen their commitment. Marital vows are made publicly. There's something about saying these words, whether they're the old traditional standbys or whether they're ones that the couples have written together themselves. There's something about saying them out loud in front of other people which makes them more important. Perhaps we think that others will hold us accountable. Maybe we hope they will. At any rate, these promises represent the commitment we make both to our partner and to ourselves. There are implicit promises made when we join a Unitarian congregation. Often they're not expressed in so many words. The Commission on Appraisal has teased out five promises they believe are central to most Unitarians. No, this is not a definitive list. It's not an exhaustive list. No one makes you say it. But it's a place to start thinking about what it is that we do say yes to, what it is that we promise to do and be as Unitarians. You may remember a couple weeks ago when I talked about the language of reverence, I told you that they suggested a practice of reverence. And so they phrase these five promises they believe Unitarians make in terms of how to live. They suggest that we promise five things: to live relationally, to live ethically, to live pluralistically, to live globally, and to live evangelistically. Look again on the principles on the order of service. You will notice that they start with the individual and work outward. On the first column, from every person to human relations to congregations to society to world community to the interdependent web of all existence. Each phrase is a wider level of relationships. It is certainly true that we do not live alone, not on an island. We are constantly in relationship, and indeed we cannot live without others, other people, and other species. The first promise is to live relationally. I don't think it's possible to live otherwise. I think being intentional about the quality of our relationships is what they mean. Being truly attentive to the excellence of our relationships is a spiritual discipline, perhaps not one that's commonly recognized. You will remember that Beacon has a set of guidelines for meetings. We recognize that being reminded of relational best practices makes for better interactions. The second promise is to live ethically. Harvard theologian Harvey Cox chides Unitarians for being thick on ethics and thin on theology. Our principles speak much of ethics, of justice, equity, and compassion, and the right of conscience and the use of democratic process, and peace, liberty, and justice for all. True, we often talk about living our faith and salvation by character, living ethically and living with integrity, that is, walking our talk, is the second promise Unitarians make as members. The third promise is to live pluralistically. If each of us develops our own theology, that means, by definition, we are a church of many theological colors. No one of us has the only way to truth, so we each have our own. Some of us are hybrids with influences from more than one theological idea. Some of us were raised in a traditional church. Some of us have not attended church before coming to Beacon. Our culture is mostly Christian, but with influences from all around the world, especially here in the Lower Mainland. Considering these multiple sources, it's impossible to be anything but mixed, if not mixed up. It can be a challenge to know that how you think is not like how everyone, or even most everyone else, thinks. It becomes a spiritual discipline to hold fast to your own beliefs and tolerate, no, accept that others do not agree with you in a significant way. But that's what we do. We promise to live in a multi-theological church. We also promise to live globally. The seventh principle we read speaks to the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Yes, that means we recycle. We drive hybrid cars. The principle has become central for many Unitarians, a theological statement as well as a scientific environmental one. It speaks to our sense of awe and humbleness at being such a small part of the whole universe. It expresses our responsibility to the rest of creation, and for some, it speaks to our sense of divinity and how it operates in the world. Finally, the fifth promise. Do you remember what that was? The evangelistic one. We promise to live evangelistically. That's what the affirm and promote part is about. Affirm, as in avow, with fervor and clarity. Promote, as in publicize carefully. It's not enough to stay in your hidey hole doing your own great thing. You have to convince others to live well too. And not just your own kids. Yes, you start there. Yes, you are a role model for others around you, of whatever age, wherever you go. It's important to get out to Rivers Day and Earth Day and Pride events and election forums with your beacon t-shirt on to live out your faith in a public way. I know, we're not always comfortable with that evangelism stuff. No one said how you have to do it. We're not telling you to go door to door debating theology on the doorstep. Everyone finds their own way of dropping the word Unitarian into their conversation and their life. I'm on the Canadian Unitarian Council's Lay Chaplaincy Committee. When I talk to lay chaplains, I emphasize how much they are evangelists. They have the perfect opportunity to educate inquiring couples about Unitarianism in a gentle way at a time when they're receptive. They want to know who's going to marry them, after all. They have an easy way of inviting these couples to a service. After all, they might want to check out this place that's going to marry them. What we Unitarians say yes to is to live in community, to hold each other accountable, and to hold each other as we account for how we live up to our covenant, our promises to ourselves. It's our brand of living in community, a crazy combination of individualism and community, for it's certainly not the kind of community where we all have to conform to a particular norm. Indeed, we are encouraged to think for ourselves about so very many things, among them our core things, our core beliefs. We say yes to the kind of community that protects and respects individual freedom and yet fosters acceptance of theological diversity. It is in the living out of this difficult task that we grow spiritually. We say yes to the wisdom that comes from dialoguing collectively. No one is expected to dream up their theology without bouncing their ideas off the rest of us. Our assumptions are challenged and perhaps transformed. Our communication skills are honed. We need each other as we challenge each other. We say yes to the commitment to making our world a more just and loving community. Church is not merely a haven. It is that at times and for some, but it is so much more. Our loving community empowers us to dare to be religious in the world. Peter Drucker reminds us that unless a commitment is made, there are only promises and hopes, but no plans. So yes, we make these promises. It is in the living them out that we see our commitment. Amen.